Hello and welcome to another edition of IFN Podcasts. I'm Lauren McCourtry, Managing Editor of IFN, and I'm here today with Mansour Jamal Malik, Founder and Managing Partner at Al Busaidi Mansour Jamal & Co. in Oman, to discuss the role of alternative investments in shaping a sustainable Islamic finance sector. Mansour, thank you very much for being here with us today. Islamic finance in Oman has come a long way since the introduction of the Islamic banking framework in 2011. What challenges can you tell us still exist for Islamic finance in Oman? And what would you like to see change from a regulatory and legislative perspective to encourage and support capital market growth?
Thank you, Lorraine. Indeed, Oman's Islamic finance industry has expanded at a rapid pace since the Islamic banking regulatory framework was issued by the Central Bank of Oman in December 2012. Despite its late emergence on the scene, in the short span of 4 years, Oman has shot up to fifth out of 73 countries ranked for the relative strengths of their Islamic finance ecosystems based on a number of indicators. These indicators measure quantitative growth in Islamic banking, Bukhafal, other IFIs, investment companies, microfinance institutions, sukuks, Islamic securities and funds, corporate governance, knowledge, awareness. Today, Oman's Islamic banking sector comprises two fully-fledged Islamic banks and six Islamic banking windows, as well as two Bukhafal operators and three Sharia-compliant investment funds. The combined assets of Oman's Islamic banks and windows have doubled in the past 2 years, reaching Omani riyals 3 billion by the end of 2016. In the same period, financing extended to the public and private sectors by Islamic banking entities more than doubled, reaching 2.4 billion Omani riyals in 2016. All of this has happened in a short space of 4 years. This rapid development of the sector is attributable in large part to the robust support received from both regulatory authorities, the Central Bank of Oman and the Capital Market Authority, both in terms of developing cornerstone legislation and in promoting and facilitating transactions coming to the market. In contrast to many other countries where the segment is governed by frameworks developed for conventional finance, Oman is viewed today as having one of the most developed Islamic finance legislative frameworks in the world. Since the amendment to the Banking Law and Release of the Year, IBRF, in 2012, the CBO has issued regulations setting up the Supreme Sharia Audit Authority. The Capital Market Authority law was amended to authorize the CMA to regulate sukuk issuances and provide benefits and exemptions to SPVs. The CMA also, in 2016, issued a new Bukhafal law. A detailed sukuk regulation to govern both sukuk programs and sukuk issuances was promulgated in 2016. A draft real estate investments trust regulation was released by the CMA in 2016. A draft securities law for the stakeholders' consultation was circulated again in 2016. We, however, see challenges in the Islamic finance sector in Oman, and such challenges will include expanding the range of Islamic finance structures and instruments, which will target the retail sector, and the introduction of rate regulation will help in this process, broadening the investor base, developing a wider range of products, raising awareness, capacity building in the sector, existing restrictions under Omani law which hinder Islamic finance transactions will need to be addressed, these being in the areas of inability of foreigners to own land, confusion on rights of companies and banks to own real estate restrictions on warrants in Oman. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned sukuk structures, Mansour. What innovation now are we seeing in terms of sukuk structures? And what would you like to see change? What other sukuk structures could be used other than ijara? And what advantages would these offer?
Yeah, I mean, to date, there have been four sukuk issuances that have taken place, two corporate and two sovereign. One has been a $20 denominated issuance. Another has been an international denominated issuance in US dollars. And these have all been based on an ijara structure in Oman. The first thing to note is that we haven't yet seen much innovation in Oman, as almost all sukuks have been based on the ijara structure and have had real estate as the underlying asset. The market is, however, maturing. That different sukuk structures are being considered by issuers. For example, we know that issuers have and are currently considering sukuk based around the Marafa hybrid and capacity structures. Each of these come with their own issues and benefits. The most popular structure, however, remains the ijara, since these sukuk are based on the undivided pro rata ownership of the underlying lease asset. They are freely tradable at par, premium or discount in the secondary market. Although less common than the ijara sukuk, other types of sukuk are also playing significant roles in emerging markets to help issuers and investors alike to participate in major projects, including airports, bridges, power plants, etc. The main structures available to use are ijara sukuks. Certificates represent ownership of equal shares in a rented real estate or the usufruct of real estate. These sukuks give their owners the right to own the real estate, receive the rent, and dispose of the sukuk in a manner that does not affect the right of the lessee. They are tradable. Istisna and Salam sukuks are used for project financing purposes, in particular to finance goods which are currently not in existence. Given that Salam sukuks involve goods that are not in existence at the time of the sukuk, the certificates cannot be traded, as otherwise it would be trading of debt which is not committed under the Sharia. An investor would buy a Salam certificate if he expects prices of the underlying commodity to be higher on the maturity date. Similarly, for istisna sukuks, Sharia prohibits the sale of these debt certificates to a third party at any price other than their face value. Clearly, such certificates cannot be traded in the secondary market. Mudarba sukuks works in the form of investment deposits given to banks in exchange for return on banks' profits annually. Mudarba sukuks are used for enhancing public participation in big investment projects. Musharaka sukuks are used for mobilizing the funds for establishing a new project or developing an existing one or financing a business activity on the basis of partnership contracts. It is an investment sukuk that represents ownership of Musharaka equity. It does not differ from the Mudarba sukuk except in the organization of the relationship between the party issuing such sukuk and holders of the sukuk, whereby the party issuing the sukuk forms a committee from the holders of the sukuk who can be referred to in investment decisions. These Musharaka certificates can be treated as negotiable instruments and can be bought and sold in the secondary market. Murafa sukuk is one of the more common forms of sukuk that's available internationally, but is not possible given the restriction on Zawaraks in Oman. Even otherwise, the negotiability of these sukuks or their trading at the secondary market is not permitted by Sharia, as the certificates represent a debt owing from the subsequent buyer of the commodity to the certificate holders, and such trading amounts to trading in debt on a deferred basis, which would result in riba. Hybrid sukuks, given that the sukuk issuance and trading are important means of investment, and on the basis of various demands of investors, a more diversified sukuk, hybrid or mixed asset sukuk, has emerged in the Oman market. In a hybrid sukuk, the underlying pool of assets can comprise of istisna, murhaba receivables, as well as ijara. Having a portfolio of assets comprising of different classes allows for a greater mobilization of funds. However, as murhaba and istisna contracts cannot be traded on the secondary market as securitized instruments, at least 51% of the pool in a hybrid sukuk must comprise of sukuk tradable in the market, such as an ijara sukuk. And yes, there is a need to develop the retail market for sukuks, as that will create a secondary market for the same. Currently, people buy and hold, but development of the retail market would spur growth in the tradability of sukuk, We understand that the 100 million Mipak Sukuk program will have its first tranche focus on retail investors only.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. And so we've discussed the various types of sukuk that might be available. Perhaps just to finish off, could we have a quick chat about what the sukuk pipeline is looking like in Oman? And how can we get more Omani corporates and companies to consider using Islamic structures?
Yeah, a third sovereign sukuk, which is the second international US dollar denominated sovereign sukuk, is in the pipeline. There are two further sukuk programs which have received approval from the Capital Markets Authority in March 2017, these being the MITAQ, the Islamic Banking Unit of Bank Muscat, having received regulatory approval for 100 million riyals sukuk program. And secondly, an Omani conglomerate headed by the Golden Group has also confirmed its intent to tap the market for a sukuk for the first time later in 2017, which will be in the region of 200 million Omani riyals sukuk program. We believe that more corporates will consider Islamic structures in Oman if there is innovation of products to suit needs of customers, ease of doing sukuk develops. A yield curve is developed for issuers, which will work as a guide towards further issuances and pricing. And finally, awareness is created on Islamic finance products and the fact that it is not just for Muslims and, in effect, increases the investor base.
Okay. Well, Mansour, thank you so much. That sounds like a very optimistic and positive outlook for the Omani industry. And thank you so much for being here with us today.
My pleasure.